after trees debacle, South York's council's Tribridge building. A couple of miles across the fence from the Great House at Littleport, Cambridgeshire, lie the villages of Little Ouse and Brandon Bank, separated by a tributary river of the Ouse and a bridge between the villages, used mainly by local people. The BBC recently reported that this bridge is around 50 years old and is to be updated. Imagine the surprise of villagers to be contacted by Bidwells, an upmarket Cambridge-based firm of surveyors and agents, with a request for a contribution of £650 per household towards the cost of the works on the bridge, plus an extra £75 for the supply of a key to the new gate for it. Bidwell's client was revealed as South York's council's pension authority, joint owners of the bridge. It would be a fair bet that the popularity of this request mirrored the reaction to the tree felling in Sheffield. See Sheffield, tree cutting council must admit it was wrong at socialistpity.org.uk. Toll roads disappeared in England with the creation of the railways in the mid-19th century, and more recent tolls have been removed from bridges, Severn and Skye, after long campaigns. Perhaps local government trade unions will take action to open up pension fund investment decisions? Steve Corley, Peterborough.